Hey friends, welcome to Group Chat Sunday Edition, the podcast that helps student ministry leaders prepare for real conversations with real teens every Sunday morning. I'm Brett, and as always, I'm passionate about helping students grow in their faith and helping you feel confident leading your small group. Whether this is your first year leading a small group or you're a seasoned veteran at this, this podcast is giving you a quick look at what matters most from this week's session from the Gospel Project entitled Out of the Fire. This week's big truth that even when our faithfulness is risky, God is able to deliver us. So Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego stood firm when everyone else bowed down. They knew God could save them, but even if he didn't, they refused to worship any other god. Their faith wasn't based on survival. It was based on God's lordship. This week's Christ Connection. The same God who was all-powerful, faithful, and present with Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego in the flames will also deliver us through his son Jesus, who is with us in the fiery trials of life and who saves us from the punishment for our sin. So this week we're in Daniel chapter 3, which tells us the story of three Hebrew men who refused to bow to Nebuchadnezzar's golden statue. Their courage landed them in a blazing furnace, but God didn't just rescue them, he walked with them through the fire. This miracle pointed people to the one true God. See, faithfulness will cost us. It may mean losing comfort, opportunities, or relationships, but our faithfulness points people to Jesus. When we stand bold, even if it costs us, God uses our faith to make himself known to others. So here are some questions that your students might ask this week and how you can be ready to respond. One, why didn't God just stop the fire instead of letting them get in? What does even if faith look like in real life? Why does God allow us to suffer if he loves us? And how can I stand for God when everyone else is bowing to culture? Students live in a culture that says, sure, worship God, but also bow to these idols. Help them see that following Jesus means no middle ground. Encourage them to know God deeply, not just the basic truths, because knowing his character gives courage to stand when it's costly. Bold faith doesn't keep us out of the fire, but it sustains us in it. Remind your students this week that God is worthy of our trust because he's faithful. He walks us through every single trial we experience. So, just a few quick reminders for you. The Student Ministry Christmas Party is this Saturday, December the 13th, from 6 to 8 p.m. here in the Student Center. Come and enjoy this evening with us. Also, our old-fashioned hometown Christmas for student ministry leaders, that's you, is Sunday, December 21st from 12:30 to 2 here in the Student Center right after the Sunday worship services. You and your family are invited to this feast, but we ask that you please contact Jackie and RSVP so we can make sure we plan for you to be here. Next, the Christmas night of worship is this Sunday, December the 14th. We have two opportunities this year at 4 p.m. and 6 p.m. You can get those tickets at fhbc.org/Christmas. Also, the Christmas Eve service is right around the corner. This year, we have three opportunities for you to come and worship with us on Christmas Eve at 2 p.m., at 3:30 p.m., and at 5 p.m. in our Elevate Worship Center. Guys, thanks so much for joining us this week in Group Chat Sunday Edition. Keep leading with love, and I'll catch you next week.